Righto, trendsetters, rug up with us this winter. Next merch drop coming in hot.
14th of May, Tuesday, 6 p.m. at alphablokes.com.au. We've got our two hoodie designs. These designs won't be coming back. We've got a light colour. We've got a dark colour. These things are unreal. We can't wait for you to start wearing them around the flats and rugging up next to the fire. 6 p.m. Tuesday, 14th of May. Don't miss out. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
Thirsty Thursdays among us. Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
We're here to give the everyday battler a voice. Delete head noise one laugh at a time. If you're going to delete a beer, make it a better beer. Jog in a can, win in a tin, the athlete's choice, the good cunt's choice. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And we'll be sniffing around a few of them this weekend. CTC, thecountrycompanies.com. That's where you go for the knuckles designs that are all ready to rumble. Countrytruckercaps.com is where you go to design your own. And for all of his stuff, of course, use the code ALPHABLOKES, all one word, for a discount at checkout. I am very interested to see if this mad unit is still alive, so let's hear a proppery.
Strap in, it's time again for Knuckles Proppery on.
Legends, just Knuckles here, calling up his proper true yarn of the week. Fucking hell, it's Vegas, baby.
Big swallow.
How good is it? Anyway, we're down in Texas, but proper true yarn comes out of the back of Vegas. I know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but this one's too fucking wild not to tell everyone. So we left the rugby league game. We're walking out and kept going. We had a couple of taxis waiting for us. And one of the boys, he had to piss really bad. So there's two taxis and there's this, like a blacked out SUV sort of beside us. Anyway, we thought there was no one in the SUV. So I said to the boys, I said, "Oi, just going to have a piss on the fucking wheel over there." Anyway, let's just say Mr. P walks over and starts pissing on this fucking tyre of this car. Next minute, the window goes down. Oh. And this bloke goes, "I recommend you stop pissing on my fucking tyre. I'll blow your cock clean off." And he had a fucking pistol pointed at fucking Mr. P's cock.
Oh.
Well, he's fucking jumped back. We've all shit fucking bricks. I thought, fuck me. Like, yeah, and I don't think fucking Mr. P actually shit himself too. Like, literally had this fuck almost going off his fucking brain. We thought the car was empty. There was no one in it.
No.
But, yeah, that could end pretty pretty fucking bad. Anyway, righto, boys. That's me, proper true yarn from Vegas. But, yeah, hope you have ripped Airbuster and Oz at meat stock this weekend. Legends, fucking won't be the same without you.
Yeah, it'd be a bit weird without Knuckles at a mission away.
Yeah.
You know, he's normally on our loosest ones, isn't he?
Yeah.
But
fucking tell her the big fella needs some sleep.
Oh, bro. I'm actually really jealous of him at the moment. Texas. Texas is 100% something that I would love to go and just see and be a part of. Like the hunting scene, the smoke and barbecue scene, the, you know, Rogan, the comedy
yeah.
store. It's 100% on my bucket list.
Yeah.
He was at a place eating chicken fried crumb steak.
And yeah, I'm like, I love that how they do that. Shit. Chicken fried steak.
Yeah, like
just crummy.
I just want to go and experience all that shit.
Yeah, fucking
you know? Right. So good on your Knucks. I hope you're really soaking it up, brother, because Texas would be a great part of the world, I reckon. Be like shooting fucking pigs with machine guns on top of roofs and fucking be prime.
Be good.
Now, good on your Knucks. Hope you make it back safely, brother. Be good to see you again. Guys, the Alpha Blokes boxing shirts. We've got them on today. Got a glimpse of them, the big front design.
Big front design.
we're keen as for you guys to, you know, be a part of it and grab one yourselves. Completely different to any design we've done. And like we said, we can guarantee you this certain design is never coming back. So hence why we're doing a pre-sale. Whoever wants one can get one for 48 hours, March 18th. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll obviously do some reveal stuff on the socials and that. But, yeah, pretty pumped with them, mate. I think it'll be good for everyone who's watching it that day. We've got some other announcements coming up later on. But, yeah, you'll be able to get a shirt, get on the piss, and, watch and enjoy. So it'll be good. Guys, the next ABC meeting is this weekend at Meatstock.
Yeah.
And if you're not...
next cult fucking viewing.
That's right. If you're not on board with that, it's ABC, obviously meaning Alpha Blokes Cult. So if you've got a bit of merch, slap it on your head, slap it on your rig, slap it anywhere, show your colours and get around the flats at Meatstock. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
I'm fucking keen as, man.
Let's sign some nipples.
That's right. Some babies and nipples and fucking all kinds of meat and shit. So it should be good. But little rundown for you. I think the Better Beer Bar is a place to be Friday Ave, about 4 o'clock.
We will be there.
We will be there sinking a few tins of Angel's Piss. And then I think we'll be on the stage. I don't know if there's only one or two or fucking whatever, but we'll be doing a bit of an interview with someone, I think, on the stage about 5:30 Friday.
Yep.
Then Saturday. About 3 o'clock there. I think we're doing judging a bid and mo comp. And apart from that, we'll be getting around the flats, trying a bit of meat, trying to suss the joint out. So hopefully see yous all there.
Saturday we'll be hiding from yous.
Yeah, try and find us. We've got a little thing going.
Friday you'll see us. Saturday we're hiding.
Saturday we'll be hiding until the fucking bid and mo comp.
You'll find us, but.
We'll be there, but we'll be hiding.
Yeah.
So that's all yous are getting. Guys. Huge news. This is fucking massive and it's going to break yous apart. Before we get into today's yarns, I found me wallet. Found me wallet and...
I've lost mine. Fucking hell.
How long did you spend looking for it?
Oh, just good 15 minutes.
Yeah, same as me. Like, you don't expect to have to look for it, eh? It's like you're on your way out and you're like, oh, no.
I went through 3 cars, the house. Mm. I didn't make it over to the shed, but I'm like, why would I take it over to the shed?
Yeah. Mine was in the most obvious position. Like, I went through all the dirty clothes because that's, like, probably the fourth thing. After you've checked surfaces, cars, and where the shit drawer.
Yeah.
Normally next is pockets of shit. So I checked all through the dirty clothes, but there was one rogue pair of pants on the floor, not in the basket, that me and the missus totally looked over. And that's where they were, in the pocket of the pants. And my missus did find them.
Yeah.
Which normally happens.
Hopefully mine finds mine.
Yeah. Well, we sort of need yours.
We need yours. For...
I think your card's attached to a few things at Toowoomba.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll
so
get it done.
Overcome.
There's the wallet news. Fucking, I'm sure we'll find yours, Cam.
That's a good laugh.
Yes. Vlog, the little start of the year vlog's out. Little 7-minuter on the Patreon, Quinno.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to give you a bit of an update on a couple of things we've been up to.
Mm.
I think we're going to try and do that a little bit this year just to, you know, we're trying to do our best and grow and adapt and stuff and be in part of this vlog scene and show you what we got going on in that Patreon community.
Yeah, obviously a normal vlog we do is 40 to 50 minutes, so a big turnaround, but we're just going to start filming more of our, you know, daily life and chucking it up when we can.
Just in the middle of these big ones. Like Newcastle will be out next week, and that's going to be a big fucking, that's probably one of my favourites that have...
It's definitely my favourite so far.
Yeah, so it'll be good, but I think I'm just excited about that Patreon thing and our own thing that we can control. I think that's the way, personally, that the world's going with this stuff. Everyone's getting pretty soft. All these things that are controlled by certain people are only getting softer and softer in what you put up. So
it's great being able to be yourself on a platform.
That's right. Us being content creators, we get to create what we want and put up what we want and not be controlled by it. So I think it's just exciting what we can do in this space. And I think you'll find a lot of other content creators will be doing similar things so they can put up what they want.
Mm.
But very exciting times ahead. I'm fucking pumped to really grow in that space.
Go check out the vlog. That's up.
Yeah. Check out the vlog. Knew we'd be out next week. Perfect time to jump on Patreon. Buy us a fucking beer between three of us once a week.
You.
That's pretty much it. Who is it? Cam today?
Tom.
It's me.
Because Cam picked Jason.
That's right. It was Jason's mum. Brother's got a bit on.
Yeah.
I think, didn't he actually send a fucking thing?
Yeah, I'm still talking to him at the moment.
Okay.
Trying to get some legalities.
So we're on. So we're on to him.
Yeah.
He's got answers, but we're just going to wait to see if he's going to send like a recording through or we're going to read it.
Or what we can do, yeah.
Because I think he's feeling a bit worried that, you know.
You might get.
A few of the boys might get want beat. Head.
Call him out.
Yeah. Jace is steaming.
Righto.
Righto, let's go.
Tommy, Quinn, Comedia, how are we, gentlemen?
Good, bud.
Yeah, good.
Good.
So, yeah, just off your latest trendsetter episode, you were talking about how if you were in the Middle East or somewhere like that, you'd have a crack on a camel. Reminded me of a joke I heard a while back. This army general got posted over into the Middle East. And he's there and he's... in a couple of weeks, and he's got to know the crew and that, and he noticed there was one camel floating around the camp. So he asked one of the soldiers, he's like, oh, what's the go with this camel I see everywhere? And the soldier kind of looks at him a bit embarrassed and that, and he's like, well, you know, it's a bit lonely out here in the middle of the desert, and us men have urges, and we borrow the camel whoever needs it, and we go and satisfy our urges. And the general is thinking, you fucking weird cunts. So, a couple of weeks in, he gets his little urges and he calls the soldier and says, oh, can you bring that camel over? So the soldier brings the camel over anyway, and your man puts a stool behind him, stands up and then smashes it into this camel like it's no man's business. So he finishes anyway and he turns around to the soldier and he's like, now, is that how you fellas fucking do it? And the soldier turns around and he goes, no, we used the camel to ride into town to see the girls, you dirty prick.
Oh, that's beautiful. I haven't heard that before, but I can see where it was going.
Yeah.
It's well done. Great joke, that.
You dirty prick.
You dirty prick.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, brother.
Boys.
Hey.
Barry. Steve. Fred. How you going?
Good job.
Long time caller, first time listener. Chris from Adelaide here. How you going? Yeah, good chat. Look, calling up in regards to crossbow chat you boys were having the other day. And I got a bit of a fucking yarn about one of those. So, long story short, because, you know, we've got to keep old Quinny boy happy, was up at a mate's place at a property, fucking around, you know, doing some shooting. And we'd been out all day. Thought we'd just set up some targets and have a bit of a play. Anyway, we're using, you know, 22s, 223s, whatever. And my mate goes, oi, boys, I've just bought myself a crossbow. Do you want to have a play? We're thinking, fuck yeah, this thing looks awesome. Real proper bastard with a big shoulder cock and, you know, you got to stand on it to, like, load it. It was a big bastard. Anyway, fires a few shots, goes, here, you want to have a go? Passes it to me. I'm thinking, yep, fucking beauty. Lined up a little target we had over in a paddock. Pulled the trigger. Fucking bang! The arrow drops, well, maybe 30 centimetres in front of me, but I have the most insane fucking pain in my thumb because this dickhead was holding my thumb up like I was holding a normal gun. Didn't think about it. And holy shit, let me tell you, boys,
oh.
It was something else. About 5 minutes later, Thumb went red, then it turned purple. Couldn't feel it for about 3 or 4 days. I don't know if it was broken or not. It was too pissed to tell, but holy shit, mate. That was something I never thought I'd experience. So they're a good toy, but you got to be a little bit careful.
So, yeah, it must have been his front hand holding it up like that, and the string is just fucking...
I think you're on the money, Tom.
Belted it.
Oh, I've shot a couple. But, yeah, it's like the proper grip of the hand, like a gun.
Mm. I think he's talking about his front...
Front hand.
Front hand. He must have had his... he must have been holding it here and had his thumb up, and the fucking string or whatever you call it has just drilled his thumb. Mate, your thumb... I've hurt my thumb a couple of times, like footy back in the day. You don't realise how fucking important your thumb is, man, until you can't use it. Same as your big toe. It fucking ruins your day.
That plate I got across my thumb, the 6 screws in it, and then when that locks up because there's a tenant that runs over the top of the plate.
Yeah.
And then doing up hydraulic fittings, it just fucked it. It just lock in place.
Yeah, right.
Your thumb is very important.
Can we look up, Quinn?
Yep.
Just have a look at crossbows, man. Like, I want to see how much they are and shit. Like, if someone...
Mate, back in the day when a mate got one...
They're fucking cool.
It was like fucking $600.
That looks like one of the cunts you get at the fucking Harbour Festival for shooting.
There's one like $734.
Yeah, right.
That's what's
fuck,
that?
They look deadly, eh?
175-pound bow.
Did we find out if they're illegal here?
Yeah.
No, you need a specific license. Yeah. In Queensland.
Yeah. I wonder how hard it is to get one. Looks cool. I just want to shoot cans.
Yeah, fucking nice.
Imagine that.
We used to get the mattresses and put like 4 mattresses together and tie it back to a tree with ratchet straps.
And shoot that.
Targets and that. I think Fezzy's got a few.
Yeah.
Just target practice.
Fezzy's got everything.
And big round barrels with a go as well.
Mm. Fucking nice. Shout out to crossbows and thumb injuries.
Yeah.
Boys, Tom, Cam, Quinn. It's Jonesy from the Wild Wild West, and have I got a couple of yarns for you. There's been a bit of Mount Druitt talk lately, so it's time I fucking get out there and let yous know. My first ever job was at Mount Druitt Hungry Jack's, and I did that for about a year and a half, and did I see some shit. A year and a half? It's a long time out there.
That's fucking...
Beautiful people, beautiful place, but fuck you, saw some shit. So first things first is a new definition in the world I learnt, and it's one thing I will never forget. So walking from the bus station over into Mount Druitt Shopping Centre, there's an alleyway, and it's full of the world's best people watching. So one day I'm walking along, and I fucking see one chick push another chick over. She fucking puts a left foot on her tits, right foot kicking her in the face.
Oh,
I'm thinking, what the fuck is going here? So she kicks her in the face a couple of times and steps back and yells, "Who's a slut now?" So there you go. New definition of the word slut for you. Apparently being kicked in the face is the definition of being a slut. So if you've ever been kicked in the face, you're a fucking slut.
You're slutly.
Right? Leave you with a quick joke. 2 gay blokes in an apartment fire. Who leaves first, the giver or the receiver? The receiver, because his shit's already packed. Thank you very much, boys. Keep out of yourself.
I've heard that one before.
Bit on there.
It's fucking packed. Beautiful.
Mount Druitt.
Mount Druitt. People watching. Fucking oath. We were talking about before the show, Spanion in the Hood.
Alice Springs.
I'm going to have to watch that today.
Fucking hectic. I won't comment too much, but those cunts are wild.
Oh, yeah.
That is another level. I think even Spanion was going, holy fucking hell.
So it's just like, it's just like it's not in human civilization, some of that shit, where it's just like it can't even be police the same. They just have to let shit go
They
just do their own little... fucking thing.
Only so much they can do.
Mate, it'd be the same as the Pooh Bandit saying when he was living in Catherine, man. He reckons it was just like some of the areas, it was like they weren't humans. It was just like fucking...
Yeah.
Just totally different.
Not much value for life, yeah. That's probably a good way to sum it up.
Anyway.
Run your own race.
Yeah, they're fucking into it.
Fellas, Sam the Reverend back again. Hope you boys are well. Valentine's Day's just gone, and I was back in the rectory with me missus, and she decided to do a bit of role play in the bedroom. So she dressed up as a policewoman and told me I was under arrest for being good in bed. Although after 2 minutes, all charges were dropped due to lack of evidence. See ya.
Yeah, nice.
G'day, boys. Johnny Longslong here from Bribie.
Johnny.
Thought I'd call in a proper true yarn. This goes back to when I was about 20, almost 40 now, so a bit of a time has gone past. Down at the GC for my brother-in-law's bucks, and we're down at the races all day there, having a bit of flutter. A bit of a win, as you know. Anyway, big day of the races. Thought we'd go back, all freshen up, back at the hotel. Anyway, I'm sitting on the bed waiting for another fellow to have a shower. And he comes bursting out of the door and says, I'm going to fucking tackle you. I said, don't do it, mate, because I'm going to shit myself if you do. He thought I was kidding. Anyway, tackled me. I've absolutely gacked myself. I've got shit everywhere in my pants. All I've done is quickly taken them off and thrown them over the balcony without even thinking about it. Anyway, had a bit of a laugh and forgot about it that night. Anyway, next morning, we wake up and hanging the head over the balcony and going, what the fuck is that? All you can see is there's boxer shorts down there. Used to wear boxers back then. Anyway, this big shit mark all over this clear roof where these people are sitting eating their breakfast.
Oh!
And a young fella there trying to get these boxes off the roof. Oh, shit, I feel bad. I feel bad now. So apologies to them and shout out to the staff down there at the hotel, whatever the hell it was called then, Gold Coast International maybe.
Oh.
Anyway, have a good one. Thanks, guys. You're doing a great job and keep up the bloody good work. Hey, Ruke.
Mate, that you would piss yourself. If you were away on like a trip and you went into this thing that was like a, you know, the clear sort of sunroom,
yeah.
And you went to eat your breakfast and you looked up. And there's a pair of boxes with a big shit mark. You'd fucking go, oh, the boys were on last night.
Yeah, well, you dirty cunts.
Oh, fucking hell. Those, she's pretty wild, like around the schoolie times. I remember like schoolie days, fucking balconies and shit and stuff getting thrown off, man. She's a pretty wild space.
I never got to experience it, but definitely seen a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
People climbing them as well.
That's fucking funny. Oh, mate, just shit himself.
Just yeeted them over there.
Hey, Tommy, Cam, Quim, how are you, boys?
Good, brother.
Just wanted to touch on the gratitude kind of stuff that you guys are always touching on, you know, and trying to stop and be grateful for things. Just thought I'd give you a bit of a backstory. I was pretty heavy in the racing game and had a really big crash, kind of... you know, spun me out a bit and kind of walked away from it. Not too physically hurt, but I really, really stuffed up me mental and just got really lost. You know, got separated from all my family and all my friends and everyone that I knew and headed down some really dark and bad roads, some terrible roads. Got in trouble with the law. You know, and just in a really bad place for a long time. Turned it around, made some really good mates, and you know, got myself a girl, and kind of straightened things up a bit, you know, and fixed the roads that I was on, and then came back and become world champion in racing again. But
good shit.
Nah, not really. That's just the storyline to Cars, the movie. But anyway, yeah. Anyone missed it? Cheers, lads.
We've been finding Nemo again.
Finding Nemo. Cars.
I was thinking, fucking hell, he's going through the ring of this cunt.
Yeah, a bit of a redemption story there.
Well, champion, because I was thinking, what are you racing, cunt? I'm fucking, who is this boy? good on you, you grub.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
Good effort.
Oh, yeah.
Stayed serious, kept his composure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a serious yarn. He's come back. World champ. Fucking hell. Good on you, bruv.
G'day, fellas. It's fucking Full Send Franks here.
There he is.
Just sort of call up. I haven't called up in a while. A bit of a mixed bag at the moment. Going through a bit of crap. I've just broke up with my partner from 9 years.
Oh, fuck.
Unfortunately. But it is what it is. I've been, you know, trying to knuckle down, stay quiet, stay a bit out of social media, which has been good. Listening to the potty has been helping. Good friends, family, and everything like that. On the plus side, that's sort of the sobby stuff. Yeah, back on track, getting better. I'm moving back to Gulgong, which Uncle Jacko and I went to school together. So fucking look out, you cunts, because we're fucking coming in red hot.
Hey.
Anyways, stay out of yourself, you mad rent units. And I'll see yous out on the flats, out at fucking 2 Mile Flats, Gulgong. Yew!
Good shit, mate. He's Full Send Frank's. Pretty sure he's a barbecue lord.
Yeah.
Gets into his smoking and stuff. I think that's his job.
Catering, yeah.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if it'll be at Meat Stock or not, but I know he gets into his work there.
They probably go to that Sydney one, venturing up our way.
Probably. But, thanks for getting in touch, bro. I hope things turn around for you, mate. It's just when you've been with someone that long in your adult life, it's fucking always just going to be a hectic period, isn't it? I'm lucky enough to haven't had to deal with that before, so I can't talk from experience, and I hope that I don't have to, but it'd be a pretty wild time of your life, especially while everything else is going on too.
That's
like,
right.
Like, nothing else stops when those sort of things
bills
happen.
Bills still need to be paid.
Yeah.
Kids still need to get to school. Yeah.
So, all I can sort of say, man, is reach out to your mates, try and spend a bit of time with them, you know, and try and focus on some positives and that. But like I said, I can't really talk from experience, mate, and I hope you're going all right with it.
Mm. Yep.
Mm. Good on him staying over it, going back to Gulgong.
Yeah, fucking oath, bro. Mm. Get back to the roots, around the flats. Uncle Jacko, go help him peel some timber.
Yeah.
How's it going, boys? Just Gazza from Perth here.
Gaz.
I just had a few sayings and shit going through my head, and I thought you two, or you three, would be the perfect blokes to clear it up for me. So, you know those guys who get around saying, it is what it is? Well, do you reckon they actually know what it is? Or they're just fucking carrying on? The same thing with lukewarm water. Like, who named it lukewarm? Why not Greg Warm? Like, yeah, mate, she's Greg Warm, you'll be right. Murphy's Law. Who the fuck's Murphy? Why does this cunt have a law about him? Do you know what I mean? And the last one is the saying, till the cows come home. Do the cows actually fucking come home, boys? I don't know. Let us know what you think. Cheers.
Start yourself. Right, over to you, Quint.
I agree with everything except the Murphy's Law, because isn't that the gravity thing?
No, Murphy's Law is anything that can go wrong.
Yeah. Murphy's just a hopeless cunt, I think.
What's the gravity one?
That's Newton, brother.
Is it Newton?
Yeah, an apple fell on his head.
Do they call it Newton's Law, or do they call it something
else? Newton's got three laws of motion, but here we'll have it.
We're under the warm first, eh?
Yeah.
Under the warm.
Lukewarm actually comes from the Middle English word lukewarme. The first part of the word luke comes from the word lu, which means tepid.
Mm.
It means neither hot nor cold or about room temp.
And that's what lukewarm means, not hot or cold. So there's lukewarm.
Yep.
There's lukewarm, one off.
Murphy's Law, if anything can go wrong, it will, was born at Edwards Air Force Base in 1949 at North Base. It was named after Captain Edward A. Murphy, an engineer working on an Air Force project designed to see how much sudden declaration a person can stand in a crash. Fucking hell, that's gnarly.
What?
So she's pretty much saying...
That's pretty wild, he's saying, hold the fuck on.
That's pretty
since
weird.
Since 1949.
Though, that. That's pretty weird, though, that now anything that could go wrong does because of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where I agree.
That is pretty wild.
So there's two. What was the other one? Oh, till the cows come home. Yeah. Wonder if this has something to do with like dairy stuff, or because normal cows out in the paddock, unless you're feeding them a certain time of day, will just sort of get around their work or go to water at a certain time. But maybe it's something to do with dairy where they come to get milked or come home. I don't know.
Let's have a look. The lucent comes out at 4 in the hour.
Yeah, something. Let's have a look.
For an indefinitely long time. Origin of the phrase comes from the practice of cows returning to their shelters at some indefinite point, usually at a slow, languid pace. So cows are slow.
They're always coming home.
Yeah.
Till the cows come home.
If that cattle led out to pasture may only be expected to return for milking the next morning.
So till the cows come home, probably because they just wander around and take their time.
Docile. Gravity?
Yeah, I just didn't know it was Newton's, but yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a better name than that.
Mm. There you go.
But yeah, mate, there's some weird weird sayings getting around.
Mm.
Getting around the flats. I love it. Would you name something after yourself if you...
Cambodian's law.
Yeah, like if you figured something out and it was just like some law of gravity or something that hasn't been sussed out yet, would you call it Cam's law?
Larry's law.
Or Larry's law. Or something fucking sick.
Fucking oath.
Imagine just naming it something weird just for shits and giggles.
Yeah. It's like when we got corrected the other day by the Asian bloke at the casino when I said, oh, we'll get a couple of guyses as well. And he said, Guyosa, but I almost respected it. I'm like, yeah, because if you come to me and said, I want lamb crumb cutlets instead of going a couple of crumb cutties, I'd be like,
you're not speaking camp.
So, well, you're not speaking camp.
Well, so you'd pull them off if they asked for lamb cutlets.
Like crumbed lamb cutlets instead of fucking crumb cutties.
Cutties?
Yeah. A couple of crumb cutties.
Fuck him, mate. He did pull you up too.
He did.
Yeah, so, a couple of guys. Gyoza?
Gyoza?
Cam's sort of going, yeah.
Come. And then I heard another bloke on YouTube the other day when I was looking him up. I actually tried to make him last night, and that's a shit show. We'll leave that for cooking with Daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to learn to respect the meat. Anyway, he called it Goza.
Oh.
Like Dozer.
Oh, no
way. And that was an actual Asian bloke too, going Goza.
Goza.
Mm.
Rally.
So I think it's just whatever you want to call it, but I did like that we got pulled up about it.
He pulled you up.
He did.
That's right. He was like, nah, cunt.
Yeah. That's like crumb cutties.
Cutties? Cutties?
Crumbed land cutlets. Crumb cutties.
Cutties, mate. Fucking cutties, mate. Crumb cutties with Daddy.
Never change, buddy.
Boys. Greg here, the largest gland in Scotland.
Here he is, Greg.
Last week you were on about the guy that could stretch his 40 over a pint glass. He's asked if there was any other weird cunts that could do weird stuff with their 40s. I don't know how far back your memories go, but Tommy the Pommy claimed last year he could get 12 Cadbury's mini eggs up his belt end. I'd like a bit of confirmation on that, please, Pommy, because I don't want to do myself a mischief by trying to squeeze in 13 or even 12 and a half and do myself an injury. So a bit of confirmation.
He's got a joke there, but we've heard it before, so.
Oh, righto. Yeah, so, what are we asking, Tommy the Pommy? Let us know if the cream eggs...
If you can push it over 12.
If you've got 12 in your 40, because it sounds like Greg wants to try and beat your record.
Was it the 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
40s. So if people have put coins in 40s, cream eggs in 40s, schooner glasses around the 40, fair bit going on in the 40 game.
What do you call the bird bath version of a 40? Like you filled that up.
Oh.
A dick sucking?
Like, would you like pull it up like that and just tip? Oh.
What do they call a shot out of a foreskin?
Oh, yuck. What a 40 shot.
A 40 shot.
Jesus. Or would you suck it out of a straw?
This might be Larry's shot.
Sounds like old mates who put the schooner over it, you could fit a schooner in there.
Urban Dictionary is just saying the foreskin shot.
First heard on the John Jay and Richard radio show when one of their listeners were telling about their Kobo during the segment Spring Break Bust. Is a sexual way of doing shots and when a man fills up his foreskin with liquor and someone takes a shot from his penis. Wow.
Spring Break?
Spring Break Bust.
Nice. Oh, I haven't heard that name before. Bird bath and Spring Break Bust.
See, it's just crazy. Like,
I don't want to see any men doing that to men.
All my life, I just thought the 40 had nothing else to offer. And here's these blokes just making fun out of 40s.
Yep.
You know, and there'd probably be blokes sitting there that don't have 40s going, fuck, I'll never be able to do that.
No.
I'll never be able to stretch it over a schooner.
Your parents hated you, by the way.
I'll never be able to put 12 cream eggs in it. I'll never be able to put coins in there.
Never had a teenage years.
Well, no one will ever be able to do a shot out of it.
You know, pull the helmet back and fucking reload.
Mm. Yeah, sorry, boys.
And you lost sensitivity because your parents didn't love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Fouries. Underrated, I reckon.
Keep them clean.
Yeah, just clean it. Cut it off, man, it gets infected. Or you could just clean it. That works. Cleaning it works for me, personally.
Yeah. I'm glad you got a clean cock, mate. That's good.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, I'll work hard on it.
Boys. Jai from Newey here. Just calling in after hearing some fucking ridiculous behaviour at work today. Well, just having smoke. I'm one of the young lads is kind of debriefing us on how much of a nutter his missus is, and, you know, we're all going through it about when you're fresh 18 and all that and you realise that chicks are psychos and you've got to go through a few nutters before you work out what it's all about. Anyway, one of the other lads who doesn't really chirp up that much chirps up and says, you reckon that's crazy? One time I woke up to my missus weighing my balls. We're like, what? So what she's got is like one of them little scales that, I don't know, I guess you fucking weigh chuff up on or whatever. He's come home from a Bucks party, fucked up. He just, passed out in the bed. Anyway, he's woken up and she's weighing his nuts.
Oh, see if he's.
We thought, like, we're all laughing. We thought, that's pretty fucking wild. And then we're like, if she was weighing your nuts after your Bucks party to see, like, if you've gotten one off, how did she know what the original weight was? So what she's done is she's tricked him into, like, weighing him before he went, like it was some kind of TikTok trend. So he's fully believed, oh, yeah, this is funny, he's weighed his nuts. So she's kept a record of how much his nuts weigh before and after the Bucks party. I thought, holy fuck. You got to get through a few nutters before you work out what's good for you.
That's prime.
Anyway, I'll leave you with a joke. What are those dirty old American bars and women have in common? Liquor in the front, poker in the back.
Wild yarn.
See, that they don't really understand how a lot of those trips for some people may go, though, because old mate coming down off a three-day Larry Ender probably pulled himself for fucking 6 hours straight. Has nothing to do with playing up on her.
No, and what happens when he comes back with a heavier sack? Because he's just built up.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. Like, she would have been thinking, oh, it'll weigh less if he's shot a load, but because you're shooting a load doesn't mean anything. He could be rolling around, can't sleep, so he's just fucking pulled himself skinless.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild, though. Imagine waking up, you'd be going, what the fuck's going on? That's
apparently
that's,
there's, like, girls get the shits if the bloke's having a pull. Like, they get in trouble for having a pull. I've heard of that.
Well, if you're getting enough action at home, you don't have to have a pull.
That's right. But it's like you should still wait or something. I don't know. There's the wild world.
What else was in that fucking... What I was going to say? That's
pretty much it.
Yeah. I was going to say something.
Crazy.
That's what I was going to say. That is one thing I do miss about not being at like a workplace, like where we did our apprenticeship. Those lunchtime smoko yarns for half an hour, all the boys are around... There's all the young lads all doing something stupid. There's always one cunt who's done something funny or stupid rooted something or did this or in the trouble or in the fucking
That's why we recreated it here on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. Because it's like this is our little version of fucking smoko yarns. Yeah. Exactly, man. It's but yeah, that is a great part of the culture around the industry and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of things. It's fucking good. That is fucking wild.
Mm.
When you're nuts.
Lads, I've got a fucking carry-on. Let me know this is a carry-on. People who wake up in the morning before work and fall back are fucking asleep. I'm going to kill that chance. My best mate lives next door to me out on a farm. He works sort of 14, 15 hours a day, but it's no excuse. He falls back asleep every time I wake him up. What the fuck? You wake up when I wake up, cunt. You're not going to have it anymore. I like my coffee in dark. I like to get up and piss out the front veranda and not worry about after going and wake him back up. Fuck him.
Oi, how about... You do what those cunts did at that camp room to him, Brus. Buy like 10 cheap alarm clocks and set them an hour apart and hide them around his room from like 1 a.m. Just drill him,
yeah.
Yeah, fucking tell the cunt to set an alarm and snooze it. Like, have a few going, but yeah. Depends how fucked you are if you fall asleep again. Doesn't it? I'm not, what are you like? Are you a fucking spring straight out sort of operator?
No, I just got a head noise like you when we were living in that room in Canada and someone had the day off and Tommy over here had 5 alarms set to get up.
Yeah.
And everyone else have to suffer.
That's right. That's how I operate, cunt. No, I don't really have to anymore, obviously, because I'm fucking up when the kids, Beck gets up before me in the morning.
Kids are the alarm clock these days. Yeah,
exactly, man. I don't need
one. Over the monitor. Mom, Dad.
But before that, man, I was definitely at least 2. A lot, like back then, look, we had a fair bit going on over there and needed to pretty much be crowbarred off the mattress to get out some mornings. But back here, normal operation, I at least need 2. One to be like, all right, wake up. Next one, get out. But we're all different, aren't we?
Fucking carry on, buy this cunt home, he's 1990 fucking shitbox fast Commodore, 5 litre, bro. L plates, baby in the back seat, trying to do fucking burnouts in peak hour traffic.
Oh.
What a fucking carry on that cunt is. Fuck off. Hey, love you.
Learner
in a V8.
Baby seat in the back, doing doughies.
Burnouts.
Doing burnouts. Doing skiddies.
Probably a mountain drill.
Manny's. Oh, wow. Good stuff, bro.
That's prom.
It's going off.
Good energy.
Yeah, fucking nice.
I love how they just fucking
BICE!
Use us to get rid of the stress. Funny.
BICE! It's the pistol eater, the mum defeater, the fucking semen eater here. How are you 3 ass bandits today?
Good, mate.
Anyhow, bit of a yarn this week. Me kid's Guinea, the big gizmo, he's passed on to the big paddock in the sky. And anyway, this fucker had godlike Guinea genetics, lived for a couple of years longer than a normal fucking Guinea would.
True.
You know, the kids are upset. I think it's a good thing to sort of get kids used to, you know, the emotional stress of someone passing on or an animal passing on. I think it's easy to break them in that way. And, anyhow, stay out of yourselves, lads. Keep it up.
Great yarn.
Life
and death. That's beautiful because he's, as funny as that was, he's fucking dead right. I think, like, the pets thing, as annoying as they can be, I think that's a little hidden story or message there for kids or for everyone to learn that things don't last forever.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, well, dogs even, man, they've got a much shorter lifespan.
That's right. Most dogs, 10 years or something, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like
except
even
those fucking cats, those cunts seem to live for like 18 years.
Live forever. But yeah, even little goldfish and shit or guinea pigs and that, like, you know, that lesson.
That should be your first animal because the old fish don't last long.
Nah. Well, didn't you have that one that lasted a day?
Greg.
Greg! Greg the goldfish!
Yeah, Uncle Mitch bought Mia before she was even born. Greg, I think. Or she might have been just born.
Yeah.
Greg died. Greg drowned.
Greg drowned!
Greg the goldfish drowned. He joined the Navy.
Where they sail the 7 seas.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's because we had to put the fucking straw in there and blow with me mouth. We didn't have a filter.
Oh, fuck off. Is that how you were aerating?
Yeah.
No wonder Greg died.
No, I already survived a couple of days by giving the fucking water a bit
so
of...
So you just fucking give him a blow on the way past.
Yeah, just put a big straw in the bowl and just... Shout out to the RSPCA.
Shout out to Greg.
Greg.
Getting into his work.
Oh.
That's fucking great. That was a great. I love that yarn.
I had a classic. Shout out to my niece. She had a guinea pig when she was 7.
Mm.
And we used to live at Lammermoor in Yeppoon and like on Scenic Highway where there's massive bush out the back of your house.
Mm.
And it was just a classic, like, she woke up and this big fucking snake, and there was just a guinea pig sized lump inside the snake.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah. I reckon they bring some snakes in.
Oh, they
fucking touch wood. It's been a pretty good season for me. I've been waiting to find one.
Can't. The old boy, funny you say that, sent me a photo the other day. Milo, his dog, Kelpie, said, have a go at this nasty fucker that Milo got in the backyard, man. She is just a massive brown.
Yeah. Like,
massive fucking snake, and the dog's killed it. Just puts the wind up. You're like I said, I'm not afraid of snakes. I'm afraid of my kids just walking over and fucking not really knowing what it is and getting pounded by it.
You should have seen me just slinking my body in fright. Because I had the bobcat around the back, and obviously you all know that windscreen's smashed at the moment. I still haven't done the insurance claim. Anyway, don't get me head noise going with that. Sure. Anyway, so I've climbed in the thing, and I'm like, this would just be the perfect warm spot for a big snake.
Oh, the big Joe Blake.
Like down along the side of the controls or fucking around the back of the seat, and I've jumped back out. Oh. Just overthinking it and going.
Before you had a look.
Yeah. I've just jumped in like that and pulled the thing down. Imagine that in a big brown.
Because, like, if the sun's hitting that cab too.
Oh, it'd be perfect.
Like, it's just slithering in there. Oh, yuck.
So that was my head noise the other day when I jumped in quickly.
Do you reckon those snake sticks work?
Snake sticks.
Do you know how there's those things that vibrate in the ground? Like, people put them around their yard and they're meant to send
the vibe. Why I'm pretty safe, because I'm always ADHD, jumping in the bobcat, moving something.
Do they work? Put in do they work. I just want to see some fucking reviews.
I'll tell you what does work.
Mm.
The netting, except it's a cunt.
Netting?
Not to keep them away, but to catch them.
Oh,
there's like this garden netting.
Yeah. What's it say at the top?
Mark Pelly, an Australian snake hunter with extensive experience in catching and relocating snakes. So these are ultrasonic sticks, these things. He said he demonstrated that vibrations and sounds do not deter snakes.
Yeah, right. So it's just bullshit.
Mm.
But vibrations do keep them away, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Well, not according to Mark.
No.
Mark says no.
Mark knows.
Mark knows more than I do about fucking Joe Blake's.
Mm. Right, I will take Mark's advice on this one till one of the trendsetters can give us some accurate.
Yeah, let's know if you got a snake.
I'll tell you what does fucking deter them.
Mm.
Lead.
Yep.
But you're not allowed to kill them. We've got to relocate them.
Oh, yeah, relocate them.
But if they're in my fucking front yard, they're getting relocated to fucking, what did he call it? The paddock in the sky.
The paddock in the sky, that's right.
Yeah.
I saw someone make a snake relocator. Once out at the farm, actually, and it was a great idea.
The poly pipe?
No, it was a bit of steel tube with a big ass chain attached to it. So, and what the idea is, you can stand back 2 to 3 meters, just whip it onto the ground, and no matter what the ground is, the chain wraps around it so it'll at least crack it in the back a couple of times. Not saying you should do that to snakes. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm just saying I saw it and I've seen it in action. Worked real well.
And, we have heaps of killbacks down at the dam. I haven't seen any lately, like I said, but they eat all the cane toads. Literally seen one just going along just eating all the baby cane toads.
Really?
So you just keep them around.
Oh, bro, there's pythons, green tree snakes. Yeah. I love it all. Like, they're fucking prime. It's just those big, nasty cunts.
Big eastern brown in your fucking carport.
Where your kids are.
Yep.
Nana.
And your dog and the water for the dog bowl.
Ooh.
Get the fuck out.
Get out. Get out.
Shout out to Gizmo.
Yeah. Wonder what others. Oh, no. All good.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Tommy, Cam, Quinn, Buck here from Victoria just calling in.
Oh.
Me and the boys having a few beers and we're just talking about the old fucking stupid ways to get injured. And I damn right think I'm the fucking king in it. All started when I was a kid. I was about 6, climbing one of those little side fences, little metal side fences, about knee high now. But when you were a kid, they were pretty tall. Fucking fell over, broke both arms at the same time. Had to get my mum to wipe my ass for 6 months, which was just great when you're too old to get your mum to wipe your ass.
Oh.
Then I went off skating when I was about 12. Got a bit cocky, tried to do a jump, fell down, broke my ass bone. Had to fucking sit on a donut pillow at school for fucking ages. Oh. That was embarrassing as shit. Oh, and then when was it, 2020, mid-COVID, I was drying my hair. Now, to paint a picture for you, I've got, I think I shave at number 2, just straight buzz cut. And I was drying my hair before I went to work, and almighty pop happened. Disc slipped into my neck, into my spinal cord, and I got rushed to fucking Melbourne for emergency surgery. It didn't end up going ahead. It slipped back into place, but who the fuck Jesus. Almost paralyses themselves from the neck down when they're drying their hair?
Oh.
So I think that I'm king. I am king of fucked up injuries or stupid ways to get injured. And I want to know, boys, have you ever injured yourselves in a shit way? Anyway, stay to yourselves.
Fucking hell, that's a good one, brother. That fucking drying the hair one's wild. I've done a fair few of those, putting me neck out, like as in not to that extent.
Yeah.
Actually, today even, man, I think I slept a bit crook and me neck's a bit out. But, like, bad injuries, I think that footy, the one with the footy boot tag going through me webbing and me toe, breaking me in, punching me mate, and then just going to play footy so I could tell Dad someone stood on it. A few things like that, but I've been pretty lucky, touch wood, injury-wise. Cambo, you've had a fucking...
I've had a heap. I reckon still the most pain I was ever in was when I got towed behind that motorbike at facing on that plank, and he hit second gear on that 450, and the rope snapped or something, or just shot me forward, and I rolled, and I must have broke something in like bottom of my tailbone. Remember that time when we had all the fireworks over at Joey Lee's?
Yeah.
And remember I was just... on that chair, just fucked the whole weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
silly dumb shit. Motorbikes,
cars, bikes. That would give you that much head noise. You know, he was saying he had to sit on that pillow at school.
Oh, donut
pillow. Like, back then too, it's such a big thing about, like, the image and people looking at you and judging and gossiping. Yeah. Imagine carrying around your ass pillow.
Yeah.
And not it every week.
That weird uncle finally get to you, mate.
Yeah. Oh. He's been ploughed. He's just got a re-sleeve.
Ed, yeah.
Yeah, dramas, bro. That's a great one, though. Anyone who's got any weird injuries, like just strange injuries that you just fucking have to hear to believe, like let us know, because that's some great yarns there. Some fucking weird injuries.
Getting split, not in the ass with a donut pillow, but like... Like, just, like, running around and fucking around with someone and you swing and hit something and split your eye.
Yeah, it's a cunt. Getting split's a cunt. That gun was shit for me. Going hunting. Never really was a big gun person growing up. It was always dogs and knives and, you know, I think we were loading some roos in a pig trap and I had to go at shooting and had me, eye too close to the scope. 22-250, bang, just split me straight in the eye. Dad gave me a tissue and made me sit in the back. Silly cunt. Fucking while we finished roo shooting, and then she was nice and cold and sore by the time we got to the hospital. Very lucky though, compared to some, like hearing him, some of his injuries there and stuff. And even you, Cam, like, man, your apprenticeship was a fucking bit cooked at one stage just from the amount of time you had to have off through injury, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember
motorbike crashes and shit.
Motorbike crash, and then I remember everything was all going well for a bit. And I was just about to go to Airlie for a week. It ended up being a week and a half because I left early because I couldn't go back to work anyway. I was just standing there on the phone with the motorbike idling. And I've slipped my phone. I've gone to grab my phone. And the bike's dropped and the foot peg's just gone straight through my fucking foot. And it's got 5 stitches. And I thought, oh, well, I'm not going to go back to work with a boot on. So I always go to Airlie early.
Oh, see, that's exactly what he was talking about there.
You can still see the scar. See me 2 toes? In from your big toe?
Yeah.
See that scar?
So what see, oh, yeah. I can see that. So what were you...
That was just in thongs. Idling with a motorbike, and I've slipped on the phone.
That would have hurt.
And the bike's just laid itself over onto my foot. Oh, this way, sorry.
Oh.
Just silly, dumb shit like that when... Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, let us know. Let us know your silly, dumb shit. We've heard.
Well, the only other one I think I've talked to you about, another scar there, was the star picket, putting star pickers in on like Christmas Day or something, fencing for the dogs, and just run me foot along it.
Thongs again.
Mm. Run me foot along it, up to the hospital on Christmas Day, get me foot glued up.
Yep.
So there'd be heaps of people with all sorts of shit like that.
Yeah, wear shoes, fellas, if you're getting into your work.
Oh, the old kids with their ride a bike and they get the toe up through the chain and the sprocket.
The old boy reckons, like back in the day, I reckon all they did was just ride bikes around.
Yeah.
You know, no shirts and whatever and no shoes. And he said barely ever did he not have a stub big toe just from the pedals and scraping on the ground or whatever. Or, you know, remember those – actually, look up this, Quinn. Yep. Remember those pedals with the spikes on it? And you'd miss and it'd drill your shin?
Chin, yep.
Ah! Whoever come up with that as a pedal is a fucking idiot.
I reckon I've got the weakest shins those in Australia.
Those pedals with those little stubby metal bits were just killers of the shin, bud.
Just getting acupunctured.
Just getting scraped.
Fucking oath.
Getting your shin gnawed. Yeah, fucking oath. I think everyone's had a run in with one of those, eh, at some point.
My cousin got his, had the...
Look at these cunts. Yeah.
That's like a fucking bear trap.
It is, bro.
I mean, my cousin had a broken pedal.
Mm.
Like, the plastic was half broken.
Oh, yeah.
And he's hit the only pothole in the fucking road coming down this hill. It spun up. Spun up and ripped the back of his calf back. I remember that, looking down, and I've never seen someone's bone before on the back of his leg. And there was no blood because it cut through all that layer or whatever. It was just fat all up against his crank on the bike. Yuck. And the dog's licking the crank with all the human fat on it.
That's one of those injuries where it's that full on that you don't even really feel pain. You're just in a bit of shock, I think. It's, you know, when you're just looking at something like that going.
He's got back on the bike and you just see this thing flapping.
Oh, yuck,
dude.
That's fucking wild.
Heck.
Yes.
Yeah, if we get enough loose injuries in that, we might be able to do a little
special
with Patreon showing the fucking photos and shit of them all.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of some of that stuff. Like the other day after that bloke cutting his finger off, someone was like, "Hey, my mate was drunk and cut his ear off. Do you want to see that?"
Ear off?
Nah.
Yeah,
drunk, chopper.
Yeah, it was hacking at his ear. And I'm like, no, not really. Christ.
Fucking mad.
That's why I didn't get back to you, mate. Now you know. Not a fan.
Nana.
Tommy, Cam and Quinn, how the bloody hell are you? Bunch good of fucking legends. So good to see through the Trendsetters page. The calibre of the common cunt is so high with Mr. Tommy, given that young little trendsetter a foot race. That's something he won't fucking forget in a long time. It's those cool things that they just hold on to. My young fella actually got pulled up on stage at a little local RSL to pretend to play a guitar with one of the boys. He thought he was the fucking best thing since sliced bread, that little prick. Nice. But, lads, best bit of fucking karma happened to me a couple of weeks ago. So, about nearly 6 or 8 months ago, look, got let go out of nowhere from a job. Was like, yep, thought the world was ending, that's pretty shit. And the other day, I hear that one of the guys that tried to get me in a little bit of grief and maybe point the finger with something which wasn't even true, didn't actually happen anyway, I hear he got fired for stealing 6 figures from the same said company. I go, suck shit to that company, because it is the best bit of karma I fucking heard all day, and it couldn't have happened to a better place.
Nice.
Boys, stay out of yourselves, and karma, she's a fucking bitch.
Fucking oath. I'm a big believer in karma. Do the right thing and fucking the world works in mysterious ways, I think. If you're a cunt, you'll get something coming.
Yep.
All right, I'm a proper big believer in it. Plus, just me conscience is a cunt too. But, with the young fellas, mate, I think it's definitely worth it. I try my best in those situations to just put a bit of time into especially kids and that who want to do something more. Because those little memories for them, like, we've got so much going on. Their life's pretty simple at that stage, like, with what they got going on. So if they look up to you or they want to do something, man, those little moments of time that you can put out for them, I think, go a long way.
I feel bad for grubbing him. I had enough on trying to deal with all the fucking other drunk idiots there.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I got you, mate.
Yeah, you did have me.
Nah, it's all good.
I had punchy and fucking...
Yeah.
And all that screaming out. And,
yeah. No, it should be...
I feel like going, kids shouldn't even be in this...
the premises.
Yeah.
The way it was going.
The way I was sort of getting...
There was no kids there when the groin wrestling was up.
No, right? Fuck. No,
that's for sure.
Hiya, boys. Got a little trivia for you. What do you call the little hook on the side of a flagpole? You know the one you wrap your string around, keeps your flag nice and high in the sky... I'll tell ya, it's called a cleat. Now picture this. You're in your 20s, you're full of testosterone, hanging with your mates, and you're thinking, I'm gonna climb this motherfucking flagpole. You scale it to the top, no worries. Start making your descent down. Oh. Your foot slips, you slide, your nuts drag straight down over that plate. Now you got a clitoris. All your mates drop to the ground holding their family jewels because they just think you've ripped everything clean off. Someone finally gets their shit together to call you some medical attention. And you're sitting there praying two of the ugliest cunts ever employed walk around that corner. But nana, you get two blonde, mid-20s, fit females come to your aid. Tell you what, boys, this kid went redder than the blood trickling down his leg. Mm. I'm still baffled how he only put a hole in his nutsack the size of a 20-cent piece and did zero fucking structural damage.
Good on him.
I also often think, dramas, eh? What's his nickname now? Stay out of yourself, boys, and stay off flagpoles.
That's fucking dramas, eh? That little, like, you can just see it happening too, hooking the sack, like the old dragon claw. That used to be a disgusting trend going around when I was in high school, the dragon claw. I don't know, have you heard of it?
I heard of the fly's eyes.
So dragon claw was you go up behind a bloke. This is fucked. Go up behind a bloke. There was dragon claw's knee cork sack wax when I was in school.
Yeah.
It was fucked. But anyway, the dragon claw was you either got your middle finger or this finger and got a hook. And you went and grabbed a bloke by the back of the scruff and you reached through his legs and hooked the sack and lifted them by the sack.
Oh.
That was a dragon claw.
Tool.
Very rough bit of gear. Happened around 2010, 2011 quite frequently at school, along with knee corks. Knee corks is the cruelest fucking thing. You'd just be standing there. Someone would full pelt come and just knee you in the side of the leg.
I cried once.
Cunt. It is the most painful fucking thing.
I reckon you could stop most fights with a good knee cork. Like stop a man in his tracks.
The amount of pain.
Yeah.
It's insane, man.
It might be a bit better if you tensed up a bit, but like, yeah, if you're just relaxed and just that, you can don't even have to hit them hard. You can just get them like right.
Like, that's pretty wild, eh? Sack wax, dragon claws, fucking.
And remember the twisties? Yeah, the wharf. I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but yeah, like down the wharf days over Australia and shit like that, that you'd like pin them in the corner and give them a good like twisty in the ribs and shit under the tit.
Like, I wonder if that still happens in high schools, all that shit.
Oh, I'd have to.
Surely. Which is just toughens you up.
Can't be getting that weak.
Toughens you up a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty wild. The flagpole. Fucking no good.
Maybe they get cat scratched because they don't know what they are.
Every time you hear that sort of those sort of injuries, you can't help but feel it, eh?
Oh.
And you're nuts. Like straight away, then I'm going. Does that? Would you rather like that scenario? Like the two hot chicks walking around the corner.
Why the fuck would I ever want some ugly cunt working on me?
Working on your gear.
Yeah.
Your bait and tackle.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Your meat and potatoes.
Just all around, you just want someone. Oh, actually, you want the best person for the job.
Yeah, that's right.
That's probably the most important thing. And if they look good, that's a bonus.
Fucking oath. Yeah. I'm with you, bro. All right. Well.
Your pick, Tommy.
Mate, there's a fair few there. For some reason, I really liked how the guinea pig yarn was orchestrated, like with his entry.
Yeah.
He'll be stoked. He's been begging for a hat.
Has he? Yeah. Well, there you go.
He's rocking up.
Mate, there's, like I said, there's a fair bit of fair bit of variety in that today. It's just, I don't know, I was entertained by that yarn.
Mm.
How he sort of come in, his entry around the guinea pigs.
Delightful death.
Sparked a, yes, and a good storyline there as well, and sparked a good yarn off the back. So there you go, bro. You'll win yourself a carry-on cap and a better beer pack. And, yeah, that pretty much wraps up the day. I hope we see a heap of you weapons at Meatstock.
See you in the big Woomba.
Fucking nice.
Woomba.
Stay out of yourself. Ready to get some fucking meat on your fork, mate. Stay away from that fucking vegan tent, too.
Mice! It's the pistol eater, the mum defeater, the fucking semen eater here. How are you three ass bandits today? Anyhow, bit of a yarn this week.
me kid's guinea, the big gizmo. He's passed on to the big paddock in the sky. And anyway, this fucker had godlike guinea genetics. Lived for a couple of years longer than a normal fucking guinea would. You know, the kids are upset. I think it's a good thing to sort of get kids used to, you know, the emotional stress of someone passing on or an animal passing on. I think it's easy to break them in that way. And yeah. Anyhow, stay out of yourselves, lads. Keep it up.
Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.